Hey there, I'm Rachel Corbett and welcome to another episode of Small Change, the podcast that's all about the small changes you can make that'll make a big difference to your finances. Now, money is a touchy subject at the best of times, but if you are struggling financially, many people don't know who to talk to or where to turn. And that's why Michelle Bowes is here with some pointers on how to lighten the load and what support is available.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you're struggling financially, you're not alone. This year, with interest rates, inflation, and the cost of almost everything rising, a lot of people are finding life a bit tougher financially at the moment. A lot of people are nervous about talking about money, but you've got to seek help and talk about it if you need it. If you're struggling to make ends meet or you're drowning in debt, it's important to remember that you're not alone and there are steps you can take to regain control of your financial situation. So stay tuned and I'll share these after the break. My first tip to help you regain financial control is to stop spending money on anything that is a want and not a need. It might be useful to print out your bank statement and have a look at where your money's going. And make sure you're prioritising things like your food, your bills, and your rent or mortgage over everything else. And even consult with a friend to see how much they pay for these things so you know if you're paying too much. Next, contact your lenders and your financial services providers and explain the situation and see what hardship provisions they have, because most of them are required by law to offer these. For example, your bank can give you a repayment holiday on your credit card or loans, or transfer you to a better rate or deal, or in the case of having multiple debts, they can help you consolidate these debts together, which can lower your overall interest charges and repayments. And your utility providers can also freeze your repayments and help you find a better deal. If the problem is credit card debt, zero balance transfer credit cards with an interest-free period can be appealing, but they'll only work for you if you have a plan to get yourself back on track financially. Otherwise, you'll still be in the same situation once the interest-free period ends. It's the same for any hardship measures. These are usually only temporary fixes, so while they'll give you some breathing space, they're not permanent, and unless you address your underlying financial problem, it just won't go away on its own. If you need help coming up with a plan or negotiating with your providers, there are free financial counselling services, such as Financial Counselling Australia, that can help. And if your problems are due to family or domestic violence, banks have specialised services to help with that. Or you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. So remember, you don't have to struggle alone. Help is out there. You just have to ask for it.
Asking for help can be tough, but remember, you don't have to do it alone. And speaking of help, if you've got some mates who could do with a hand, why not pass this episode on to them? And I will see you on Friday for more Small Change.